WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming this fall. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan bicyclist was killed last night shortly before sunset on the city's west side. Bryan police report a motorized bicycle pulled out of the VFW parking lot on Harvey Mitchell Parkway and was struck by a northbound truck. The bicyclist was identified as 24-year-old Keith Allen Pease. The Eagle is reporting Texas A&M Provost Karen Watson has been removed from that position.
That's after the Eagle obtained documents showing an internal audit found significant conflict of interest issues tied to business dealings that Watson's spouse had with the university. Watson told the Eagle she was not afforded due process and was denied a meaningful opportunity to respond to the allegations. A&M's new provost, Carol Fierke, will be starting a month sooner on September 1st. Until then, the interim provost is Douglas Palmer, a professor in the College of Education. Dr. Watson's been at A&M 34 years, will remain a faculty member. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As lawmakers have started the special session, Governor Abbott told listeners on our show he expects the House to pass some of the 20 items on his agenda.
What we are focused on this summer are some issues that are going to be for the benefit of individuals in Texas, but as well as the state of Texas. Things like cutting taxes. Things like cutting regulations, things like adding more money for teachers, so increasing teacher pay.
Meantime, one Brazos Valley lawmaker wants the governor to add to his list of special session topics, increasing health insurance benefits for retired teachers, particularly retirees under the age of 65.
All our retirees have, again, using that average $2,000 of an annuity that comes in each month, that's all they have in terms of income. No Social Security benefits. So, you know, asking more from them in terms of these health insurance premiums, I'm not saying that we shouldn't pass along some of the increases, but we just need to be very mindful and realistic about the impact it's going to have on those that have given so much over many years of service to our children in the classrooms.
State Representative Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, calls for supporters to contact the governor and lieutenant governor. One of four suspects has been arrested from an armed robbery inside a College Station apartment the night of June 30th. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Ladarius Hill was identified from security video at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road by the two victims, two other witnesses, and five officers. During an attempted theft of marijuana, Hill is accused of firing a gun that grazed the head of one of the victims and struck the other with the handgun. Big news for Bluebell fans. The Little Creamery in Brenham is allowing public tours, and Bluebell has reopened its observation deck. It's a self-guided tour available Monday through Friday. The company is inviting people in for the first time since 2015. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 78 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hey, good morning. It's 710 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, checking some weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Plenty of hot weather to go around over the next several days. High pressure remains stationary over the region. Sunshine leading to a high of 95 to 100 later today. Generally clear tonight. We're 75 to 80. Left sun during the day tomorrow, it's back up to 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. And then sunny Saturday with a high of 95 to 100. Late Saturday afternoon, there could be a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Brazos Valley Bombers' victory against the Texas Marshals last night and their return to Nutrabolt. Meanwhile, the Astros split their series with the Mariners thanks to yesterday's loss at Minute Maid, while the Rangers hit a four-game skid after dropping another one to the Orioles, and we'll keep you updated on the latest at the British Open. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Major renovation ideas, we've got those for you today. You know, there are people, not many of them around here, who dream of moving to Waco just so Joanna can fix up their place.
So Chip and Joanna can get a hold of it.
The deal is, I mean, if you live someplace else, you might think it's exotic or unusual to be in Waco. For us, not so much.
It is. It's so funny. When we were in New York for my cousin's wedding last fall, they were all like, ooh, so tell us about Waco. So what's Waco like? How far are you from Waco? What? And I'm, oh, the show. Yeah.
Well, which is good because in all honesty, between what goes on at the university's athletic department.
At least there's a bright light with Chip and Joanna.
That's right. And David Koresh probably before
then.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, they were calling him Wacko in Waco.
Oh,
so.
Man, what a great town.
Yeah, so there you are. You know, but I tell you, I lived in Waco.
You were there for a little while.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. And I enjoyed living there.
Okay.
The fact that I didn't have to stay there all the time and I got to travel a lot. So, but nonetheless, you know, Waco is Waco.
Yeah.
We didn't get to this yesterday, and I meant to because Totino's has some new pizza rolls out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. They have. And again,
now remember, when you're thinking about these pizza rolls, they're not like what we're used to at, say, Double Days or Gumby's. They're little baby Hot Pockets.
Exactly.
A mainstay in my younger years.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Something that has, it's a bread-like substance that is filled with stuff and then squished on the edges.
And they're almost like deep fried. Like, you bake them, but don't they have kind of like a fried consistency to them?
Yeah, they're kind of greasy.
Right,
Honestly, whenever you bake them, or most people, you know, like microwave them, the inside is molten lava.
Boiling hot.
Burn your teeth out of your mouth.
And then that's it, because now you've burned your tongue on the first bite. So there are probably a lot of people who don't even know what they taste like, because you've burned your tongue and that ruins the entire experience.
I think they're good. I don't know.
Not saying that you want to go buy any, but if you want to, they're in the freezer section, but now there might be a reason for you to, because now they're branching out with a new melty snack, macaroni with cheese and bacon inside the Totino thing. According to a spokesperson, the macaroni and cheese with bacon offering is the brand's first new pizza flavor.
It's not a pizza flavor.
I know.
I wouldn't even call it a pizza roll.
Since 2016, when they launched their limited edition cheeseburger version, which again is not a pizza.
Yeah, but you can, but they still have meat that you can put on pizzas.
Or mystery meat. I'm not sure which.
Yeah.
True.
In 2015, they added bacon and pepperoni rolls to their lineup.
Mm.
And last summer introduced the queso-packed stuffed nachos.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
But again.
Sure.
The mac and cheese with bacon rolls started shipping this week. They'll be available everywhere by October. So don't freak out if they're not in your local grocery store.
Be patient.
I don't think I was going to freak out anyway.
No,
but,
no.
Got to find out that release date so I can sit outside the grocery store and be like, open, open, open.
It'll be like when Bluebell came back. Lines of people waiting for the mac and cheese buns.
All right, and by the way, they come in 40 and 90 count packages, okay?
Okay.
The 90 count is
you
the sharing size.
You can 40 in like one sitting. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, 90 means you've got somebody with you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're telling us that Bluebell is now going to have tours again.
Yes. So I actually had a chance to sit up in the Bluebell suite at one of the baseball games, one of the super regionals. And I actually talked to someone. I'm not sure his correct or his exact position. Uh-huh. So I don't want to lie on the radio because we don't do that. But he did tell me that they were going to reopen the observation deck. It's still a very limited space that you can go in because obviously they're being safer sorrier. But yeah, so apparently now Monday through Friday you can kind of take just a self-guided tour, so which means there's not a lot of trouble you can get into without a guide.
There probably has to be a time monitor there. We don't need a keep moving. Okay, you can stand still for like 4 minutes and then you have to keep going,
but there is an observation deck that you're able to kind of look over and I'm sure see some production elements and stuff like that.
I've been on the tour out there at Bluebell way
it's
back
been
in the
a
day.
Long time. I was going to say maybe I think like first or second grade we took a field trip. But.
Well, and this really used to be a deal, and it's sad and unfortunate that it can't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Because I can remember as a kid I toured the Kellogg's factory in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh, cool.
Because, you know, you're eating cereal and you get to see how that's made is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Hershey's, you know, if a lot of people have been on the Hershey's tour.
Right,
for the same reason. Here's something that's been part of your youth that you grew up with. Hey, how do they make those things? And, you know, get to watch the workers like at Hershey, you know, knocking the little chocolate kisses back before they get wrapped, you know, because they let you eat as much as you want.
Ooh,
they did. Of course, you get over that pretty quickly.
I bet that. Yeah. Only so many.
But it is. It's really unfortunate that of all the things that they do. And now, I mean, they have those television shows that Unwrapped
is one of them. Yeah, it kind of takes you back and
that's
shows,
fine.
Yeah.
So you kind of get to see a little bit of that. But it was always kind of fun to do that. And then I remember at Kellogg's they gave you a little little breakfast pack of cereal or whatever. But, and it's good PR for the companies. Clearly, if
absolutely,
they can do that.
Yeah,
it's just
for
a matter
sure.
of we can't do those kinds of things anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. For the past few years, Lay's has been running their Do Us a Flavor contest. Where anybody can submit an idea for a new flavor of potato chips, no matter how strange it might be.
Oh, great.
So they've announced their three finalists for this year.
Okay.
Which you'll actually be able to buy in the stores. Now.
And then you vote for, like, the ultimate winner.
And they've been rolling some of these out for the last few years.
Right.
I don't know. Have you guys grabbed onto anything that you thought was outstanding or enjoyable?
No. I haven't taste tested at all. No.
Well, I mean, you know, because
what do you do with the rest of the bag?
Yes.
As you would say, Scott.
Yeah. Chicken and waffles, right? They rolled that out last year. I'm going.
I'd rather eat chicken and waffles.
Right. Yeah.
I don't need a chip that tastes like it.
Go ahead and buy regular chips, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyhow, last year we had cappuccino and gyro and gravy.
Okay.
This year's finalists are everything bagel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I could see that on a chip, though.
Fried green tomatoes.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fried green tomatoes are tomatoes.
Right, and I don't know if they really have that much, like, that distinct of a taste.
No.
Usually they're served with a delicious, yummy sauce.
That's right.
And if they're chips, wouldn't they be fried green potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good point. And crispy taco.
Huh.
Okay. I can see that. You know, it's just taco seasoning on a chip, basically.
Sure, right.
That's probably something I'm kind of surprised maybe they haven't done before.
Yeah.
All three of them will be in stores by the end of the month. People can vote on which ones are the best. And the person who submitted the winner will get $1 million grand prize. That's not bad.
You know what they really need to do is sell them in, like, little triple packs. And so you get all three, but, maybe smaller bags.
Yeah.
You know, hike up the price as much as you want. People would still rather, I think, try all three flavors in a smaller portion than buy a whole big bag.
Well, $1 million for naming a chip flavor?
You didn't even have to like actually create the flavor. You just had to name it.
Probably so.
Say crispy taco. Now your chip flavor scientists go do the hard work.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Now you do. You bring
give
up,
me $1 million.
Chelsea, you bring up a really good point about that because, again, I don't know what a big bag of potato chips costs. Is it $3? Can we say $3?
Sure.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to invest $9 to buy a big bag, and there's a chance you're not going to like one of
what's
them.
What's in it, yeah.
So you're going to waste those dollars right there. So you're going, well, I'm not even going to buy that one.
Right.
Whereas if you did the sampler pack, then you would have an opportunity to expose all three flavors. And I'm guessing they've got people who run the numbers on this.
Well,
and
if they really want people involved in the contest and really want people voting, then give them a chance. Give them the sampler pack.
Some of the previous winners had been cheesy garlic bread. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wasabi ginger.
Ugh.
Okay. And southern biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, I've seen that one
that would
on
be
the
good.
Shelves.
But the deal is, I mean, in most of these cases, do they still put salt on the chip in addition to the flavoring, or is this in lieu of salt? Yeah.
Probably part of the flavoring, you know?
Yeah, it probably depends on the seasoning.
Because, I mean, if you add salt to wasabi and ginger, you're already working on a lot of stuff right there.
Getting complicated there.
But nonetheless. Well, but do we need that? Are we to that point now where our taste buds have to be jazzed and jolted so much that we have to do that? That we can't just... Oh, well, yeah, I could just eat a Frito, but I want it to be Frito with chili cheese on it or whatever they do. Well, with that in mind, if you think Tabasco sauce isn't hot enough for you, you may as well just call it ketchup, huh? Tabasco now is going to release their hottest sauce ever. It's called Scorpion Sauce.
Ooh.
It is 20 times hotter than the original.
Oh, my.
Only available for a limited time. They sold out of the first batch online almost immediately, so you'll have to check Tabasco.com to keep an eye out when they restock. Or if you really are motivated to get some, you can buy it in person at their headquarters, Avery Island, Louisiana.
I feel like at some point, the spicy level, you don't even taste anything anymore. It just hurts.
Yeah,
now,
it becomes a game.
It's just a feeling.
And is that a good thing?
No.
I imagine it's scorpion sauce because they're using the Trinidad scorpion butch pepper, right?
Is that what that is? Yeah, I don't know.
Never heard of that.
I don't know
butch
what that tea. Is either.
Yeah, it's a scorpion pepper.
Okay.
It's now, one of the hottest peppers in the world.
And you joke, you know, we think that we like spicy food, but then if you go eat Thai or someplace, they teach you that you really don't. You're pretty much a wuss.
I just like I like spicy to the point where it's still tasting like something.
Yeah.
But yeah, when my mouth just gets on fire and hurts, physically hurts, I'm not okay with that.
What's the point then? Yeah.
Right.
Well, again, go in the grocery-torium.
You're a man.
Yeah, they got plenty of sauces for you now, right?
I mean, oh, my gosh. The sauce aisle is ridiculous.
Yeah, everybody's come up with their own way to make this happen, and that's cool. So I'm guessing that they want to do that. By the way, now we're talking about tours a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Avery Island tour is pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool. Might want to do
Where is that in Louisiana?
Yeah, I forget.
Okay.
I want to say it's near Lafayette. I'm not sure. If only there were a way we could look that up and see. But, we were traveling through there, and we decided, well, sure, why don't we go down there? Because everybody in our part of the world knows about Tabasco sauce. And it was interesting. I mean, this is the only place where they make this stuff, okay, just right there. And there are certain areas where they will not let you in. They have big gates and guards and stuff like that because – I'm not exactly sure what goes on behind the fences there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that there aren't some people there who are working at really low wages.
Probably, yeah.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. But when you go into their museum or their because they have a tour that kind of shows you how it's done. It's not you don't get to actually see the process itself, but they show you how it's done. And man, it gets up in your nose right away.
Ooh, I bet.
Right away. And even when we went a few years ago, they already had started expanding. You know, they make a Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And it tastes pretty good.
Hey, good memory. 48 minutes south of Lafayette.
Not bad.
Okay,
not bad.
There you are. Okay. Yep.
If you're into the pepper thing and you like the whole burning your mouth for no reason thing, there's a place out in Old Town Spring called Dave's Pepper Palace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's just got myriad of
peppers,
pepper sauces, okay. and stuff sauces. Like that, hot sauces. And he lets you try them on a chip, and he's got a rating system that goes up to like 10.5 or something.
Yeah.
And he'll let you try them on a chip until you get to about 9, and then you can only try it on the tip of a toothpick. That's how hot it is, because otherwise, yeah.
You die. Otherwise, you die.
He doesn't want to be responsible for that. Mm-hmm. Did you say it's in Old Town Spring?
Old Town Spring. Mm-hmm.
Which is, I haven't been there in a couple of years, but that's a pretty neat area. It is. They have a lot of different shops that you wouldn't see anyplace else, and it's not.
Yeah, like Dave's Pepper Palace.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, because it's Old Town, it's got an Old Town look to it, Old Town feel to it. It's not, you know, shiny and bright and new and all that, and it is. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Traffic's a little problematic sometimes, especially if you go on the weekends. But anyway,
yeah, or during the crawfish festival.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So there we are, scorpion sauce. I'm not sure if I'm going to try that. I don't think there's any reason.
I don't think I'm going to pass.
Yep. 7:25. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning. Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. More of the same stuff that we have been having. That is, like, really, really hot. And heat index probably about 107 today, and we're going to continue that pattern all the way through Monday. Saving grace may be some showers late in the weekend. They're saying a 40% chance on Sunday. But, you know, we're not there yet. It could change it at any time. But we have been having some clouds the last few days. Just haven't been getting any precipitation. Let's see what happens, though. Anyhow, right now we're looking at 78 degrees out there.
Mark your calendars. Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. Come out to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment, College Station's only full-line steel dealer, will be offering special discounts for 2 days only on all steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. If you're needing to upgrade your handheld equipment, this special steel sale is the time to do it. 2 days only, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. ASAP Equipment's located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106. That's 690-1106.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
We haven't talked about this the past couple days on the radio, but I guess I should now. Turns out that President Trump had a second secret meeting with Putin at the G20 summit in Hamburg during dinner. Worse, the two of them conversed only using a Russian translator, Putin's translator. The translator with President Trump spoke Japanese, so he did not participate. Bottom line, only Trump and two Russians know what was said in this previously undisclosed encounter, and the Russians are not talking. Ian Bremmer, who heads up something called the Eurasia Group, says that Trump got up from his seat halfway through dinner and spent about an hour talking privately and animatedly with Putin. According to this Bremmer guy, Trump not having his own translator present is a breach of national security protocol. And there's even more evidence. The state dinner where the conversation took place was supposed to last between 8:30 and 10 p.m., but Trump showed up at 7 p.m., and he didn't leave until a few minutes before midnight. Now, anybody can connect the dots here. It's undeniable proof that Trump and Putin colluded. They colluded to have a conversation with each other. And this isn't from CNN, so it's not fake news. This conversation really happened. What do you think they colluded to do this time?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
used by businesses of all sizes. ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M's chief academic officer was supposed to step down and return to teaching October 1st.
The Eagle reports Karen Watson, who's been at A&M 34 years, has been removed as provost. That's after the Eagle obtained documents showing an internal audit found conflict of interest issues tied to business dealings that Watson's spouse had with the university. Watson told the Eagle she was denied a meaningful opportunity to respond to the allegations and was not afforded due process. For the next 6 weeks, there'll be an interim provost. Douglas Palmer is a professor in the College of Education. A&M's new provost, Carol Fierke of Michigan, will start September 1st, a month sooner than originally announced. Dr. Watson will remain a faculty member. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A bicyclist is dead after pulling out of a parking lot and into traffic shortly before sunset on Bryan's west side. Police report a truck on Harvey Mitchell Parkway struck a motorized bicycle ridden by 24-year-old Keith Allen Pease, which had pulled out on the highway from the VFW parking lot. The day after the start of the special session, Governor Greg Abbott joined our show for an update when asked whether there should be a mandatory rollback on property taxes or just the opportunity of a rollback. Abbott says the taxpayers need to have a say.
If local governments try to raise property taxes by more than, say, 4 or 5%, the taxpayers, the people that have to pay those increased property taxes, are going to get to have an automatic say on whether or not those property taxes should go into place or should be denied.
Abbott also addressed school finance reform, which he doubts will be achieved in the next 30 days. So he's requesting a commission that will have specific proposals to take up in the next regular session.
We want to make sure that our cities and counties are going to be able to govern themselves adequately. But the main thing we need to do is to ensure that we are funding our schools better. But that also means structuring our schools better, finding more efficient and more effective ways of delivering education in the state of Texas.
A Brazos Valley lawmaker wants school funding and benefits for retired teachers to be brought up during the special session.
I think the state has an obligation to do all we can to honor our commitment to our teachers, both active and retired. And it's important that people understand that aren't teachers understand that the average teacher pension is $2,000 a month. And our teachers, they aren't eligible in the state of Texas because of a federal law for Social Security benefits.
Representative Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, encourages supporters to contact the governor and lieutenant governor. A federal judge gives state officials 15 days to reduce the temperature inside a Grimes County prison to 88 degrees. The judge ruled the Texas Department of Criminal Justice is deliberately indifferent to the heat risks to about 500 inmates at the PAC unit located south of Navasota. The judge said showers, fans, and ice water did not provide the required relief. A Bryan man is going to prison for 75 years for sexually assaulting three girls. A Brazos County District Court jury this week found 41-year-old Jose Rojas guilty of one count of aggravated sexual assault. The victim, who was 13 at the time of the attack 17 years ago, was among those who testified. According to the district attorney's office, the case was not prosecuted until last year. That's when a second 13-year-old reported Rojas attacked her. The jury heard testimony from a Secret Service agent who said Rojas confessed about the second victim, and prosecutors called a third woman to testify Rojas attacked her when she was 14. Last January, a Brazos County District Court jury convicted a Brian Mann of his role in a 14-member gang operation involving the distribution of crack cocaine along with theft, robbery, and murder. Last week, prosecutors announced an agreement where 26-year-old Keston Harrison was sentenced to 10 years for helping make crack cocaine in a home a few blocks from Neal Elementary School. College Station Police has announced the first arrest of up to four men accused of an armed robbery the night of June 30th at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road. According to the arrest report, witnesses identified photos showing 22-year-old Ladarius Hill as the man who fired a gun that grazed the head of one of the victims and struck a second person with the handgun. Investigators were told this was during an attempted theft of marijuana. And if you have used your Texas toll tag out of state, check your statement for incorrect amounts. The Texas Department of Transportation has apologized for incorrect bills and/or violation notifications that were sent in error from Kansas and other states. TxDOT reports the transfer of some account information between partnering agencies was delayed. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you this morning. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Summerbration. Summerbration. It's a funny word that combines summer and celebration into one. And it's a key component of the Honda Summerbration sales event. But it's not limited to nor exclusive to it. For example, feel free to say, I'm celebrating my friend's birthday with a picnic in the park. Or, sweet jacuzzi, let's all suit up and summerate together. So, while we meet certain well-qualified buyers can say, I got 0.9% APR at the Honda Summerbration sales event on a 2017 Honda Accord from KBB.com's Best Value brand. Please, feel free to use Summerbration as you see fit. Liberally. All summer long. There's a Summerbration happening at your Honda dealer. So hurry in today.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers today or online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2017 Brand Image Awards from Cowie Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information. APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
7:38, good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, weather sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community. We're serving members' needs, so they're top priority. Call Nationwide Insurance Agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. You probably know the numbers, but here they are.
High pressure stretches from Texas to Tennessee to New England this morning and then out into the Atlantic. This is the Bermuda high that we get in the summer. That's why we're going to be so warm right into the weekend. Sunshine for today. We're going to have highs of about 95 to 100. Tonight generally clear, 75 to 80 overnight. More sun for tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Saturday, lots of sun, maybe a storm late in the day, and a high of 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers return home to Nutrabolt with a big win over the Marshals last night. Meanwhile, Tommy Tuberville is heading to ESPN this season to be a game analyst, and the Rangers have now lost four in a row after falling to the Orioles, while the Astros head into a night off on the back of a loss to the Mariners. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And, of course, the golfing world is focused on the British, the Open at the that they're playing over there. In Britain, okay, that's the British Open. But, you know, when you think about sports from over on that side of the pond, mm-hmm. I mean, we think there's a very popular sport where you can't use your hands, okay, mm-hmm. that a lot of people follow.
Football.
No, toe wrestling.
Oh! Since
its inception in 1976, the Toe Wrestling Championship has taken place in the Derbyshire community near Manchester. The sport got its start when a group of friends at Ye Old Royal Oak Inn lamented England's lack of dominance when it comes to athletics. They want a sport where the Brits could reign supreme, so they decided toe wrestling was the answer.
Toe. How do you train for
that? Well, I know you wanted to know exactly how you toe wrestle. Toe wrestling is a competition between two participants with their bare feet in a square ring. Opponents sit on the floor, lock their big toes, and then battle in an arm wrestling style to wrangle the other's foot to the sideboard or the designated non-wrestling area. The art of toe wrestling is more than skill and strength. Opponents are required to keep non-competing feet in the air with their hands flat on the ground at the same time.
Man.
How athletic.
That's a little difficult.
Yeah.
Now, and of course, they have a strategy to win at toe wrestling. They talked to a guy who recommends developing your toe muscles.
Got to have strong toes.
However you can. The champion.
Walk barefoot a lot of places.
Nasty Nash invented his own toe exerciser. Which makes your toes stronger.
I think the sleeper challenge would be keeping that other foot in the air.
Well, Nasty you're right.
Nash.
Now, here's the deal is, I mean, do you alternate? Do you do your left foot one time, right foot the next time?
Mm.
They do have a pick.
If you're ambidextrous,
yeah,
is there a foot?
I suppose that could work.
Or do you go with the tried and true?
Basically, what he has done is he has put together this toe exerciser, which in essence is a mini resistance band, okay? And it's elastic, mm-hmm. and it's sewn together in the middle or clamped together in the middle, and then you put your toes in either end of the loops and you pull it apart as much as you can. Which I can think you could dislocate your big toe, which probably wouldn't feel too good. But
what do you call the post-toe wrestling celebration?
You know, I don't know.
Toe jam.
Nice.
Thank you.
I literally just made that up.
That is outstanding. There's nothing wrong with that. That's very good. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
It's like paper jam. It's like Dave.
Yeah.
Employee of the month.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, just a heads up to you guys. If you get an email from Hormel in your mailbox, be careful. It could be spam.
I was like, did you add our emails to the list from the Wienermobile?
I had a guy tell me that
joke.
That's
Hormel, but obviously.
Yeah, I had a guy tell me that joke the other day.
That's funny.
That's cute. Okay,
that is cute.
I'll use that. All right, so here we go. It's Thursday, and if you have not already been slacking off this week, you need to get busy because apparently we really only work 4 days a week. Because we are slacking off. The average person spends about a fifth of their time slacking off at work. Now, we have a lot of situations like...
We do.
That you can do that here.
Right.
I happened to be up here yesterday. I don't know, it was about 5:30. And, you know...
Really?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know,
P.M.?
Circumstances beyond my control. I had to be up here and talk to Ben. Anyway, but there are people just hanging out then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're... you're in a break or you've already done your show for the day or you're waiting. For instance, I think Zach was in the hall. Well, he was in between sportscasts.
Right.
So he's hanging out and talking to people. And, you know, granted, there aren't a whole lot of folks here at that time in the afternoon. And, of course, the salespeople, they're working so hard over in their part of the building. But we do have a business that allows us, we have to be very intense and concentrate on our work and not be distracted by anything for a period of time. But then we can just kind of go hang out as opposed to other people who may have some flexibility within their day.
It is bizarre up here how you can never see a person and still work in the same
company. Sure. Oh, yeah. You know. I've been doing it for years.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, who's Scott? Who's that guy on WTAW in the morning?
Yeah, if you're not here at 9:05, he's already gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we waste 56 minutes a day on the phone, another 42 minutes on personal tasks, and that adds up to 98 minutes a day.
Wow. Yeah.
Which basically, okay, that can take a day out of your week. So, the top six things that we use our phones for when we're at work. Number one is checking our personal email, browsing social networks like Facebook and Instagram. Mr. Downs,
surprising.
No, Mr. Downs, by the way, suggested I actually get on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loves Twitter.
I had no idea.
And then he tried to call me out the other day by saying I must have not really tweeted anything of substance lately because he hadn't seen anything. And come to find out, he just didn't follow me.
Oh.
And I called him out.
Wait a minute. He didn't follow you?
No, apparently he hadn't been following me this whole time on Twitter.
Really?
But now he is. It's okay.
I'm not much of a tweeter because it's something that you're restricted as far as the amount of characters you can use.
Oh, but that's great because people can't rant.
Yeah, that's what I think the appeal is to a lot of people is the fact that you're restricted there. But I'm long-winded, so.
Gotta learn to abbreviate, shorten.
Work within the system.
Yep. I have a very flowery vocabulary, and so, you know, I like to add as many words as possible.
That's why it's such a good platform for broadcasters, is because you're taught you've got to get it out quickly and concisely and simple, and so that's why I love Twitter.
I'm in radio because I like to hear my own voice, though.
That's it. Well, anyway, so I guess you go sign up, right? You have to go to twitter.com and sign up. Is that how that works?
It is.
All right, okay. Anyway.
I can help you later,
All right,
Scott.
That's fine. Well, and again, I don't think I want to say anything, but
you don't have to, but it's just good to look at things.
To be able to
follow people.
That's what he told me. He said
like
that way
me.
You can know what's going on out there. I went, okay.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, so that's browsing Facebook. Okay. Number three is reading about sports or checking fantasy teams. I don't understand fantasy football.
Yeah.
Believe me, I don't understand it, and I know it's a big deal, and that's fine. Number four is playing video games. Number five is online shopping.
Video games? Who's playing video games at work?
Well, I've seen people.
Okay.
I've seen, and I'm a video game
online
player.
Online shopping. I can relate to that.
The four sites that companies are most likely to block, obviously, would be adult sites, social media sites, online shopping sites, and websites about sports. So, as a result, if you want to still be plugged into those things, you've got to do that on your phone.
On your phone, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
People keep their phones handy, right?
Yep.
58% of the people in the survey said they regularly use their phone to check sites that are blocked on their work computer. 58%? Only 58%?
I mean, almost.
Well, I wonder if that's because not that many companies block sites.
That may well be.
So you can use your computer.
Almost all of those sites are sites that we need to look at so that we're up to date on what's
going on. Especially those adult sites.
Yes. Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
My career as the president of a global organization often comes with a few accolades. But when I'm at home, I'm just Jim. My wife, Jean, makes sure that I remember that. A few years back, I received an honorary doctorate from a private university. Now, I earned my MBA, but it's an amazing honor to have a university bestow a PhD on you. They don't just mail you a nicely framed degree. You receive the honor at a full college graduation ceremony, complete with the degree, the ceremonial gown, and the beefeater hat with a tassel. I even started to wonder if people might start addressing me as doctor. I mentioned it to Jean, and she just rolled her eyes at me and said, "You can't let people address you that way. That degree is fake." Wow, talk about taking the wind out of my sails. It turns out she's half right. Honorary doctorates are real degrees, but they're usually considered more of an award than an educational status. I finally just wadded up the gown and tossed it in the corner of our closet, all with a smile. My wife keeps me humble, but she has a way of doing it that doesn't minimize my abilities. She knows my strengths better than anyone and has always supported me through every twist and turn of my career. But like I said, she keeps me humble too. Knowing who you are is important, but so is knowing who you're not. So if I ever have the privilege of meeting you, remember, my name is technically Dr. James Daly, but please just call me Jim. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll? We can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You may even qualify for a cash advance up to $500,000 with no application fee. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call Next Wave Funding today at 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. Next Wave Funding, the alternative solution to bank loans.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, out at Nutribolt.
Swung on, this one is ripped into left field for a base hit. And one run will score, an RBI single from Kyle O'Keefe. And it's now 11-1 Bombers, and the onslaught continues.
Our own Zach Taylor on the call there. The Brazos Valley Bombers returned home after two games in Plano to host the Texas Marshals. Brandon Ivey had another solid outing for the Bombers, going 8 full innings, allowing just one unearned run to help lead the Bombers to an 11-1 victory. The Bombers and the Marshals face off again tomorrow night at Nutribolt. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550.
Out at the British Open, Jordan Spieth is in the early mix at Royal Birkdale as he tries to add a British Open title to his collection of major championships. He's currently 4-under through 15. Ian Poulter also had quite the day, making only one bogey on his way to a 3-under 67 that gave him the clubhouse lead among early finishers. Stuart Manley, who's playing in his first British Open, managed to get on the leaderboard today as well. The 38-year-old has struggled for 13 years as a pro. Elsewhere, former Auburn and Texas Tech football coach Tommy Tuberville is joining ESPN for the upcoming season as a game analyst. In 21 seasons as a head coach, Tuberville won 159 games with Mississippi, Auburn, Texas Tech, and Cincinnati. Tuberville replaced Bob Davey as defensive coordinator under R.C. Slocum at A&M. The Aggs went 10-0-1 that season. The 62-year-old Tuberville considered running for governor of Alabama in 2018, but decided to stay out of politics for now. In Major League Baseball,
the 2-2 on the way, swing and a miss and a slider for strike three, and this ball game is over. The Mariners win it 4-1. How sweet it is, sugar. Edwin Diaz with his 18th save of the year to win it for James Paxton.
James Paxton had another strong start against Houston to give the Seattle Mariners a 4-1 win over the Astros. The Astros have the night off tonight, but look to start fresh against the Orioles tomorrow night in Baltimore. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, Kevin Gausman pitched six innings, a four-hit ball. Adam Jones homered and scored three runs, and the Baltimore Orioles beat the faltering Texas Rangers 10-2. The Rangers will be hoping to turn things around in the final game of the series tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Frisco, Dallas police have suspended an investigation into an incident at a bar involving Ezekiel Elliott. It's the latest off-field issue for the Cowboys star running back. Coach Jason Garrett said the team is behind Elliott.
Zeke's someone we believe very strongly in as a person and as a football player, and we're going to continue to believe in him and try to put a structure around him and all of our players to help them make great decisions and grow both on and off the field.
Police said the investigation was suspended due to lack of a complaint and that no other witnesses had come forward. The statement said investigators made several unsuccessful attempts to reach the 30-year-old man who was punched in the nose Sunday night. Elliott wasn't named in the original police report. In the NBA, Manu Ginobili appears to be putting off retirement for at least another season. The forward, who turns 40 next week, tweeted that he's re-signing with San Antonio. And O.J. Simpson will appear before parole board members in Nevada today to ask that he be released from behind bars. The 70-year-old has been serving time for armed robbery and assault with a weapon after trying to take back sports memorabilia in a Las Vegas hotel room. The parole board will ask Simpson why he should be granted parole after reaching the 9-year minimum of his 33-year sentence. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories, an original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Looking for high-speed internet with super fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So it's the Tommy Tuberville thing's interesting in that he thought about getting into politics.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm guessing he's talking Alabama, and if you're running for, I mean, if you're running for office in Alabama and you've been the head coach at Auburn, there's a certain segment of the population that would never think about voting for
correct.
You under any circumstances. But if you're Tom Osborne did this in Nebraska, I mean, beloved coach at the university, got elected to Congress, but then he lost when he ran for governor.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Tuberville gets onto ESPN or wherever he's going to be. Is that he's going to be on ESPN?
Yep, ESPN.
Gives him a great opportunity for 3 or 4 years to say nice things about the Tide, okay? And that way he gets all the state behind him, and maybe he will get into politics. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right, in the meantime, look for a high temperature today, about 100 degrees, and heat index around 107, so there you are. Right at 80 degrees. Is it 79? It's 79.